The Jack Benny Program, transcribed, presented by Lucky Strike. And now, a word of interest to smokers. For years, you've heard talk, double talk, words about noses, words about throats, empty promises. Cigarette advertising is filled with them. Now, this smokescreen of double talk is swept away by facts, not claims. Facts. The facts are that Lucky's fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco goes into a cigarette that's made better, that's fully packed, that has no annoying loose ends to spoil the taste. A cigarette that's made better in every way. Yes, the facts are that Lucky Strike, by a wide margin, is the best made of all five principal brands of cigarettes. Fact proven by a month-after-month quality comparison based on tests certified to be impartial, fair, and identical. And these tests, these facts, are verified by leading laboratory consultants. For example, Foster D. Snell Incorporated of New York City reports, in our opinion, the properties measured are all important factors affecting the taste of cigarette smoke. We conclude that Lucky Strike is the best made of the five major brands. Yes, Lucky's taste better. Always so mild, so smooth, so firm and fresh, with better taste in every puff. So prove to yourself the proven facts. Don't be misled by the smokescreen of claims made by other cigarettes. Remember the facts and enjoy really fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco in the cigarette that tops all five principal brands for quality. The cigarette that tastes better, Lucky Strike. Try a carton today.
Be happy, go lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Doc Henderson, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and your Curly Donald. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go down to a local department store where Jack and Mary have gone to do their Christmas shopping.
Gosh, Mary, no matter how early you do your Christmas shopping, the stores are always crowded.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I have to get a present for my producer, my sound effects man, my engineer, my script girl.
By the way, Jack, what are you giving your four writers?
My four writers? Oh, something they can really use.
Hey, what's that?
A fifth writer. Now, Mary, I know what to get everybody in the cast but Don Wilson. Have you any suggestions?
Well, the jewelry counter's over there. Why don't you get him a nice pair of cufflinks?
Say, that's a good idea. Come on, Mary. Here we are.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see some cufflinks.
Huh? Well, we have a large variety. All these you see here are $1.98.
$1.98?
Yes, sir.
Jack, here's some better-looking cufflinks in this case.
Oh, yes. I think Don would like this pair. Huh?
They're solid gold.
Gold? How much are they?
$40.
$40?
The cheap one's turned green.
He sure did, didn't he? Look, Jack, Don has been with you 18 years. It's about time you got him something nice.
You know, Mary, you're right. I'm going to get Don these gold cufflinks. He deserves it. Mister, I'll take these $40 cufflinks.
Yes, sir.
Does that include the engraving?
Yes, we do it right here. It only takes a few minutes.
Good. Now, first, these cufflinks are for a friend of mine named Don Wilson. So put a D on one cufflink and a W on the other.
Yes, sir.
Have him gift wrap and see that Mr. Wilson gets it before Christmas. CBS Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mary. Let's go to the sporting goods section. I want to pick out something for Phil.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to stop at the hosier counter first.
Okay.
May I help you? Yes, I'd like to see some nylons, please. Surely. Are they for yourself? No, they're for my sister.
Oh, you're buying something for Babe?
Yes. Uh-huh. What size? 16.5. I beg your pardon. What size stocking did you say? 16.5. Madam, the boxes don't come that big.
Mary, maybe you made a mistake. Babe's feet can't be that large.
Yes, they are, Jack. That's why she's in such demand during the grape crushing season.
Oh, well, Mary, why don't you get her present later? I like to finish my shopping first.
Just a minute, Jack. As long as we're here at the stocking counter, I want to buy a pair for myself.
Mary, you don't have to buy stockings. I was going to give you some for Christmas.
I'll buy my own. I wore the stockings you gave me last year, and everybody thought I was a nurse.
Well, how do I know what kind you want? Now, hurry up, Mary, because I want to pick out something for Phil.
Can I help you, young man?
Huh?
I said, can I help you?
Oh, are you a clerk?
Just for the Christmas rush. I'm really Glenn McCarthy, and I'm only working here to pay my income.
I'd like to get something for my parents.
Your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I just figured it out.
Well, I think I'll get my mother a new corset.
Don't you think she should come down and pick out her own corset?
Oh, Mother hasn't left the house for 3 days.
Was she sick?
No, the string broke on her old one. She can't go through the door.
That's too bad.
Yeah, we were spending a quiet evening at home, and all of a sudden, boing! And Phil's face flew in all directions.
Oh, my goodness. Was anybody hurt?
No, but my father got pinned to the wall. Well, anyway, wrap up that size 44 corset and I'll take it with me.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see, Mary. The sporting goods counter should be...
Hello, Mr. Beanie.
Wow. Hello.
Mr. Kitzel.
I see the Yule time is catching up with you. You too, Miss Livingstone.
Yes. Are you doing your Christmas shopping, Mr. Kitzel?
Ooh. I'm a busy boy. Look at these armful of bundles. Ooh, the things I am buying. For my wife, I'm getting a house coat, and for my nephew, I'm getting some electric things.
A Lionel?
No, his name is Sam.
Oh.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Benny. I got to run over to the liquor department and buy a present for my brother. I'm going to get him some of that very expensive imported brandy.
Napoleon?
No, his name is Lionel.
Oh.
Well, good to see you. Goodbye, Mr. Penny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kitzel.
Same to you. You better not pout. You better not cry. Better watch out. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming.
Now, let's see. Where was I going?
Jack, you better get Phil's present. I think the sporting goods is over here.
Yeah, we'll go over and... Oh, just a minute, Mary.
What's the matter?
I've been thinking about Don's gift. I'm afraid I had it engraved wrong. I'm going back to the jewelry department. Come on. Oh, clerk. Clerk.
Yes, sir?
Remember me? I bought a $40 pair of gold cufflinks here a few minutes ago, and I'd like to change the engraving.
But, mister, I've already got it wrapped with ribbon and tinsel and everything.
I'm sorry, but I want you to change the engraving, so you'll have to open it up.
But, mister...
Now, please, I'm a customer here. Now, open it up.
Okay. Now, what do you want?
Well, the way it is now, there's a D on one coupling and a W on the other. Now, I'd like you to put both initials on each one of them.
Okay, I'll go fix it.
Jack, that's ridiculous. What's wrong with the way it was?
Well, with Don Wilson, it's the only sensible thing to do. See, when Don wears them, people will see the D on one coupling, and they'll be curious to see what's on the other one. And I want to save them that long walk. Now, clerk, wrap it nicely with the tinsel and the ribbon.
I'll wrap it.
Come on, Mary. Now we can go to the sporting goods department. Now, here we are.
Gee, they sure have a nice assortment of guns and hunting equipment, Jack.
Yes, I think I should be able to get something for Phil here. Oh, Clark! Clark!
Well, you're back again this year!
Would you mind helping me?
It's certainly, across which aisle?
Now, don't be so smart.
Jack, don't start an argument with him. Just buy Phil's present.
Look, I came here to get something for a friend of mine. Now, he's the rugged type.
Well, there's always camping equipment. Does he sleep outdoors, Mark?
Yeah, sometimes right in front of his house. Gee, I don't know what to get him.
Well, while you're making up your little mind, I'll wait on another customer.
Okay, do you mind if I fool around with this gun?
Go right ahead. It's loaded.
Gosh, you know, Mary, it's hard to buy something for Phil.
Maybe he'd like this fishing rod.
Yeah, say, that might be nice.
Oh, Claire, just a minute. I have other customers.
Yes, sir, I'll wait.
That'll be $8.76, madam.
Gee.
Have you decided on that tennis racket, young man? Good, that'll be $12.75.
Gosh.
Ouch! Finally got your nose caught in it.
Never mind, just give me that fishing rod. Now wrap it up and I'll call for it later. Come on, Mary. Well, don't say anything. Here comes Phil now.
Hi, Jack, tonight. Hello, Livy, you little fugitive from the doll collar, you.
Hello, Phil. You're certainly carrying a lot of packages.
Yeah, I've been shopping all day. Got presents for everybody. How about you two?
Well, I'm nearly finished with my shopping.
$5 is almost gone, huh?
Phil, for your information, I just spent $40 on Don Wilson.
What'd you do, take him to lunch?
No, I...
Look out, Phil. One of your packages is slipping.
Yeah, there it goes.
Darn it, now I got to get Remley another present.
Mary, let's move away. I'm getting dizzy here. See you later, Phil.
Go on, kid.
Goodbye,
Phil.
Bye, Phil. Come on, Mary. I still have to buy something for my sister Florence.
Oh, Jack, look. There's Santa Claus.
Yeah, look at him. With his red suit and white beard.
Jack, he's coming toward us.
I'm going to talk to him. Hello, Santa.
Hiya, bud.
Huh?
Long time no see.
Come on, Mary. Let's get away from here.
Wasn't that the...
Yes, that's the tout I always see at the racetrack. Imagine of all people being Santa Claus. Now, let's see, I think I might get something for my sister.
Oh, Jack!
Oh, hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
Oh, hello, Mary. Oh, gee, what trouble I'm having in this store. Sure I didn't have such a big stomach.
Why?
Well, it seems there's a piano missing, and they searched me 3 times.
Fall, Don. You should diet once in a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, say, Jack, I'm glad I bumped into you. Do you think our sponsor would appreciate an unusual gift like this?
Don, what's so unusual about that? It's just a clock.
Oh, no, Mary. It's not just a clock. It's a syncopated clock.
A syncopated clock?
Yeah, I'll show you how it works. Wait till I wind it up.
Here's a clock that works all right. It works all right, but not exactly right. Instead of going tick tock tick, the crazy clock goes pop tick tock. Experts come to hear you see, but none of them can solve the mystery. He calls Professor Einstein too. He says there's nothing I can do. The man who made it rain and rain, because nobody could say why the silly clock behaves a hickory dickory way. It has a single play of tick, a steady rhythm really kind of sick. It has a beat that we all like, a breathing as a clock you like. cock you fright. Round and firm and fully fat. Better tasting, that's a fact.
Oh, there's quite a lucky, of a lucky fright. There's no Samuel.
Oh, darn it, it's running down. I'll wind it up again.
Well, look, done, look, then the team. That's a great spread for you and me. Round and firm and fully packed. No loose ends, and that's the fact.
That's a wonderful gift, and I'm sure the sponsor will be crazy about it.
I thought you'd like it. But, Jack, when I send it to him, should I sign the card just Don, or be more formal and sign my full name, Donald Harlow Wilson?
Donald Harlow Wilson? Oh, you know him well enough to sign it Don.
No, I guess so. Well, I got to run along now. I got to get a present for my wife. So long.
Don. So long.
Say, Mary, did you hear that?
What?
Don's got a middle name. I didn't know that.
So what?
So what? Marry his cufflinks. Don would never forgive me if I left out his middle initial.
Jack, you mean you're going...
I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to get that engraving changed.
Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir. What can I... Oh, it's you again.
Yes. I've got a slight change for you in that engraving.
Oh, no. No. First you buy the gift, then I engrave the gift, then I wrap the gift, then you change your mind about the engraving, then I unwrap the gift, then I re-engrave the gift, then I wrap the gift. Now you want me to change the engraving again.
Well, never mind that. Just unwrap the gift.
I've already sent it down to the delivery department.
Well, you'll just have to go down there and get it.
What was wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that I'd like to add some more engraving.
More engraving? Look, mister, that ain't a tombstone. It's a cufflink.
I know. I want to add is a Mitchell... is a middle... his middle initial, H. Now, go get my package.
All right. I'll get it.
What an eccentric character. Well, Mary, that takes care of that.
Well, thank heaven. Now, let's finish your shopping.
Say, Mary, what do you think I ought to get for my sister Florence?
Well, I don't know. Lingerie might be nice.
Say, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, look, Jack. There's Rochester doing his Christmas shopping, too.
Yeah. I want to see what he's getting.
Can I do anything for you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Christmas present for my boss.
Your boss, eh? Well, would you like something in a necktie?
I don't know. That might be all right.
Well, what kind would you like? What kind of a man is your boss?
Well, he ain't exactly the vigorous type like Errol Flynn. And he ain't exactly quite like Jerry Cooper. But then again, he ain't exactly bashful like Jimmy Stewart. And on the other hand, he ain't the aggressive type like Humphrey Bogart.
Well, what type is he?
I don't know what he is. I just know what he ain't.
Well, here's a nice necktie that will fit any type of man. And it's only
$3.50. $3.50.
That isn't too much to spend on a present for your employer.
Oh, it is, but I don't want to spend the money, but I just can't afford it. He doesn't pay me much.
Oh. Well, then here's a nice tie for 79 cents.
How much down?
How do you like that?
I really don't know what to get him.
Let me ask you something. What does your boss usually give you for Christmas?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, last year he gave me $5,000.
He gave you $5,000? That's hard to believe.
You wouldn't believe the truth either.
Come on, Mary, let's go. Mary, I just thought of something about Don's cufflinks.
Not again.
Come with me. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, clerk, here's the package. I got it up from the delivery room. And I added the extra initial.
Oh, that's too bad. I want to change the cufflink.
What?
Instead of the $40 one, I'll take the ones that cost $1.98. Gee, he was such a young fellow. Well, I'll take the $1.98 cufflinks and put the money in his hand. Come on, Mary, let's go.
Jack, if you're going to buy lingerie for your sister Florence, I know just
Mary,
the kind of...
Mary, look.
Where?
In the toy department. There's a little boy climbing up on Santa Claus's lap.
Oh, yes.
Let's listen.
Hiya, sonny.
Hello, Santa Claus.
What would you like Saint Nick to bring you for Christmas?
I'd like a toy.
What kind?
A bicycle.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
Get a fire truck.
But I want a bicycle.
Bicycle hasn't got a chance.
Why not?
Bicycle tires.
Gee, I never thought of that. I know what, Santa. Just bring a pair of roller skates.
Now, that is the worst choice you could make.
What?
Roller skates are no good in the mud.
Well, in that case, I know what I'll do.
What?
Come here a minute.